You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, the preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns. Know that every day is game day in your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. Today we go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now and head back out to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, where Browns players, including our guests at this time, are getting together, donating their time, giving 10 to supply food, Thanksgiving meals to people around Northeast Ohio, preparing those meals for them. And joining us now is the Browns' first-round pick from 2015, defensive lineman Danny Shelton. Danny, welcome to the show.
Yo, what's up?
Not too much, man. Always good to have you on here. Talk about what's going on down there at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank today and how you're giving 10 and giving back to the Cleveland community.
Man, we're just... and taking advantage of this opportunity to be around some great people, and you know, just to help out with a great cause. I mean, you know, packing trucks up with food, turkey, got carrots, onions, corn, potatoes. I mean, we got everything over here. Just really just enjoying this time together. You know, being able to you know, make another family, you know, have a great Thanksgiving, really.
And Danny, before we get into football, you know, walk us through what will you be doing on Thanksgiving? Will you have family in town to celebrate with you? And what are your plans to enjoy the holiday season?
Right now, it's just going to be me and my little family, my girlfriend, and my two dogs. But I'm expecting to, you know, invite some of the other rookies over if they need a spot to go. And so, planning on making a feast.
When you eat at Thanksgiving, Danny, how much are you consuming? Is that like, I've heard you didn't like it when you had to eat a whole chicken. So if a whole turkey, I would imagine, is that too much for you? What are you doing? What are you putting down on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, oh, man. I haven't had a real Thanksgiving dinner in a long time. And, you know, I have to stay away from the turkey because the turkey will make you sleepy. And
put you to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the must-have dish that either your parents or your family has made, or your traditional Thanksgiving, a dish that is your favorite besides turkey?
This Samoan dish that my uncle makes. It's called a sapasui.
And what is it?
It's basically some noodles. You get some corn, beans. Peas, and then you have a turkey tail. Yeah, turkey tail. Turkey tail is basically the butt of the turkey, and chops it up and then throws it all together and mixes it with his own secret sauce, and you know, it's a great dish.
Sounds good. I wouldn't mind some turkey butt.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. Danny, talk about your first bye week. What did you do over the bye week? And did the time away kind of recharge your batteries and get you ready here to finish off? Because for you, you know, 10 games, that's kind of like a college football season schedule. You get your break, and now you still have six more to go here in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, really I was just, you know, already mentally ready to go. I mean, I didn't want to go on a bye break, and so I stayed a little in Ohio, and then I went back for 2 days to see my family, and I just got back this morning and came to help out the food drive.
That's awesome, man. And in reference to the bye again, the bye, both for the coaches and for the players, allows you to take a step back, a break from football, and look at your body of work through that point in the season. In this case, it's obviously through you know, the 10 football games. What have you seen in yourself that you look forward to fixing or getting better at in the final six?
Really just to continue the great progress that I have from these last couple games. I mean, I've been, you know, finally, you know, focusing on just getting in the backfield and, you know, messing up plays, and it's been helping me out. Really just learning from the vets, like, you know, Randy Starks and, you know, John Hughes. I mean, just understanding that, you know, sometimes you're gonna mess up on an assignment, but if you can get in the backfield and take up two blockers, a puller, you know, it'll help out the team a lot. But, you know, obviously we're going to continue to work together and, you know, see if we can, you know, bring in these last six wins.
Danny, when you talk about the position that you're playing, and it seems the last few weeks, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like you've been a little bit more in a shade as opposed to head up with the center. Has that helped you, and is that something that was kind of a conscious thing over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning of the season, you know, I was kind of, you know, iffy about getting in the shade and playing ball. But, you know, just talking to Coach Weaver and, you know, him helping me understand that, you know, all I have to do is just get in the backfield and keep my pads low. And, you know, me actually, you know, taking that and applying it onto the field, it really helped out for me physically and mentally.
Is it a little easier for you to be disruptive and attacking from that as opposed to when you're at the zero technique, you don't really know which side the double team's coming from? Have you found that it's helped you? Because it seems like you're kind of being able to shoot that gap a little bit more in that shade technique.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it makes everything easier for me. I mean, it lets me be that player that I want to be, you know, that disruptive player. And so, you know, I'm just excited to get back into it. I mean, I feel like it's a whole new season now. I mean, I'm just excited to get in there and, you know, get in the backfield.
Danny, you've talked about technique and how much you've had to learn with your technique here at the NFL level. And I wanted to ask you, what has been the biggest improvement or point of emphasis for you on your technique from that kind of a standpoint in your rookie season?
I had a couple games where I played, you know, near a perfect game with low pad level, and that was like a new thing for me. And so, you know, that's what caught me off guard mid-season. You know, I was just like, you know, at a point where I was, you know, kind of hitting that rookie wall, and then I finally had a game where, you know, I was playing low and making some plays. And so, you know, just realizing that and, you know, being able to grow and improve every week.
Danny, we certainly appreciate your time and everybody who will benefit from the generosity of your time in Northeast Ohio as you prepare those Thanksgiving meals for people at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank today. Certainly appreciate it as well. So thanks so much, and looking forward to seeing you get back to action doing what you really want to be doing and disrupting the offense of the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football at First Energy Stadium. We appreciate it, Danny.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Beat the Ravens.
That's right. Beat the Ravens. Yes, indeed. Danny Sheldon Brown's first-round pick, starting nose tackle for this team, joining us here. When we come back, we'll go back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.